Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Northumberland County recently welcomed a new physician, Dr. Roshian Sabia Ishak. She started in early March. On today's show, you're going to learn how amazing it is that the county's physician recruiter was able to do this within the first 6 months on the job. But what you will also hear is that it is merely a drop in a very large bucket, as more than 8,000 people in Northumberland continue to be without a primary care provider. You will also learn about the challenges and incentives being used to attract doctors and nurse practitioners to our area in such a highly competitive market across Ontario and Canada. You will also hear about the incredibly complex, often siloed approach being taken by all those trying to get doctors to come here. Have a listen and see what you think about the job being done. Oh, and by the way, if you want to learn how to get on the list for a local doctor, you'll hear that too. I am absolutely delighted to have with me today Paula Mason, Northumberland County Physician Recruitment Specialist. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Early in April, the county welcomed its first family physician, Dr. Roshian Sabia Ishak. Tell us, how significant is this recruitment?
Yes, this recruitment is very significant, especially given the fact that it was our first physician that we recruited as our new Northumberland County Primary Care Initiative, and also the fact that we recruited her within 6 months of starting this program. Typically, a typical recruitment can take up to 12, 24, 36 months at times. So for us to be able to do it within the first 6 months of beginning this program, I think is very important to point out. And it was also important that we try to get to work right away with some of the retiring doctors in the area that were looking for replacements. And so we were able to, to direct Dr. Ishak to a clinic where there was some retirements, you know, that will be happening. And so her presence in that clinic is very important to us as well.
Tell us a bit about her and her background.
Mm-hmm. So she is grew up in the Toronto area and went to school at the University of Toronto. She did some locuming around after. So locuming, for those who aren't aware, is sort of like supply teaching. So filling in for doctors that may be on vacation or on a leave of some sort. So she did a little bit of fill-ins around the area in that. And then she was introduced to me through another physician, and I invited her to come down to the community and to visit. And it, you know, as they say, was love at first sight for her, I think.
Walk us through the recruitment process, not just for her, but the one that you use in all of the work that you're doing.
So basically, we're looking to make contact with prospective physicians for Northumberland County. And it's a real relationship building piece. So we're cultivating a relationship with someone that we've just met. And as I said earlier, it could take us, you know, a year, it could take us, you know, even up to 5 years. It depends on what stage we are meeting that person at. Are they just in medical school? Are they in their residency? Or are they a practicing physician? So once I sort of get to know them through either phone calls or Zoom interviews and kind of find out from them what exactly they're looking for. And through that, try and determine sort of what part of Northumberland might be a good fit for them. And if they're not sure, then, you know, it's always good. It's always nice. I like to show them all of the county. So, you know, from one end to the other, from top to bottom, show them the opportunities that are available. have them come to the county to visit, take them around to meet, local physicians, local business leaders, see the hospital, the hospice, things like that, places where they're going to be working. They need to be able to picture themselves living here and working here.
In the case of your most recent recruitment, do they have family? Do they worry about things like that, schools and other services and recreation? Can you talk a bit about that?
It's very important. We're not just recruiting a physician. I say we are recruiting a family in most cases. And Dr. Ishak does come with her husband and her little cat in tow, so to speak. So, for any physician that comes, we want to provide them with a wholesome wraparound package of information and resources and things about the community. So we will set them up if they need a real estate agent. We'll set them up to to have someone take them around and look at properties. We will set them up with names of daycares, with trusted financial advisors or legal advisors, whatever they need to become settled into the community. We want to be able to give them that as sort of an added bonus.
Do you offer incentives?
We do have some incentives available, yes. We were very fortunate to receive a donation from an anonymous Port Hope resident of some funds that could be directed to the recruitment of new physicians into Northumberland County. So right now we do have an incentive available for our new physicians, and in addition to that, we are working on fundraising to build that pot of funds in order to move forward.
Is it just cash, or are there other incentives that you offer?
Cash is king, so to speak. But yes, there's definitely, and that's where I talk sort of about the wraparound supports that we can provide for them. So, we try to get them things like a pass to the YMCA to try that out. We try to get them, as mentioned, connections with local professionals who may offer them a discount, a discounted service as a new physician. Can we get them some discounted, rental facilities or some support in setting up their clinics. So, kind of tailor it on a personal basis as to sort of what they need, and then go out and try and find them what they need from the community.
Did Dr. Ishak work here before? Did she spend any time in the ER or working with the health team or any of that kind of thing?
No, in this case, she didn't. She was new to Coburg, and she came in for a visit a day or two, and I guess she saw enough to know that this is a place that she could see herself living and working.
When did she start?
She started around the 3rd week of March, I believe it was.
Now, how many patients will she add to her roster?
That depends. She also is interested in doing some work possibly at the hospital, some palliative care work in the community. So depending on how much outside work she takes, she'll probably start off with, 500 or 600 patients the first year, maybe more, and build up to probably around the typical, mark is around the 1,000 to 1,200 mark, depending, like I say, on what sort of time they're providing in the community and other with other medical services.
There are more than 8,000 residents in the county that need primary care provider. Is this just a drop in the bucket?
Yes, 8,000 and growing. That number is only going to get larger when we look at things like, the developments that are taking place in some of our communities, the retirements of doctors coming up, expansion in technology and businesses in the area. So that 8,000 is going to grow very quickly. It also accounts for some residents on top of that who may have a doctor or a primary care provider in another community, and they're driving. They may be driving to downtown Toronto to keep the family doctor that they've had, all their lives because they haven't been able to find one here. So starting with one is, it's a start, but we have a long way to go for sure.
What is the current status then of recruitment efforts by your group?
So we have Dr. Ishak, and we also have a couple, I would say, very hot prospects in our pipeline. We have a pipeline of about currently 20 to 25 individuals who are, we consider, prospective physicians. They're at various stages of their education, whether that be medical school, residency, or practicing, you know, somewhere else. So we're I'd like to say that, you know, within the next month or so, we'll have some more good news to share.
How do you track all this?
Well, when if you mean literally track it, you know, Excel spreadsheets work well in this case, I guess. You know, there's some automated systems and things you can use, but you know, I sort of rely on I rely on the relationship I'm building with the people and staying in touch with them and, you know, touching base every couple months sort of to see where they're at and, you know, what their plans are for the next year type of thing. So, you know, it is a lot to keep track of, but it is really important to sort of always know who's in the pipeline, who's coming up soon, who's got, you know, a year or two out, or who hasn't decided yet, you know, on family medicine or what sort of medicine they want to practice.
How competitive is it when recruiting primary care providers?
Extremely competitive. You know, across the province, across the nation, we are all in competition for a very small pool of candidates. There's less and less medical students choosing family medicine residency these days, for whatever reason that may be to them. And then those that do graduate in family medicine, not all of them actually open a family medicine practice. They may go on to work in a walk-in clinic or consult for a corporation or, you know, just locum around the country for a while. So a small pool of candidates for a very large country that's in demand for them all.
What do you see as being the key to being competitive then?
I think, you know, the key is that relationship building and that being able to, you know, pick up the phone and, you know, give these people a call and say, hey, look, this is you expressed interest in Northumberland County. Well, guess what? The West Bend Theater has this great, you know, show coming up this week and or next week. And, you know, would you like me to get you tickets? Would you like to come down and try it out? Or, you know what? Here's a pass to, you know, Presqu' Île Provincial Park. Why don't you come down? You know, you said you liked the outdoors and camping. Why don't you come try camping, you know, for a few days here? So it's really a matter of keeping in touch and trying to make the best fit. So the best fit for the physician in terms of location and the best fit for the clinics that are looking for these doctors, that we put the right doctors in the right places because that's the way they're going to stay.
Physician recruitment in Northumberland County can get a bit confusing. It was not that long ago that there was the Northumberland body, West Northumberland body. There was the Campbellford Memorial Hospital in Brighton. They had their own initiatives. Can you update us on the status of those? Let's start with West Northumberland. What's its status right at the moment?
So the West Northumberland Physician Recruitment Group did dissolve its program probably 8 or 10 months ago, I guess it was. So there is no longer the West Northumberland Physician Group. Trent Hills and Campbellford, they had a recruiter. She's also responsible for medical affairs and the hospital recruitment. So she's maintained those portfolios, but the community recruitment is done by ourselves here at Northumberland Primary Care. And then Brighton. Actually, I came from the Brighton Trenton area. That's where I was recruiting before I came here. And so Brighton now, as part of Northumberland County, has joined into our unified approach. So one recruiter for the entire county, as opposed to the three different silos that were operating independently.
Brighton just approved a separate stream in their community aid program that gives grants to the Doctors by the Bay initiative, if I was reading the budget correctly. How are the municipalities contributing then to this initiative, or do they contribute? What's their relationship to your initiative?
So we represent and recruit for all seven of the lower tier municipalities, including Brighton. I'm not aware that they have recently signed on to work with Docs by the Bay because that was our old arrangement when I was working there for that community. So they are, as far as I know, still part of you know, our new Northumberland primary care recruitment, as well as our other member municipalities. So we represent all of them and we are trying to recruit, you know, to where the openings are within all of those counties.
Were you aware that the mayor of Coburg brought a notice of motion that was debated at their April regular meeting, looking to create a citizen-led healthcare task force to identify gaps within the town? It would look at a wide range of concerns, including physician attraction and retention. Were you aware of this going on?
No, I was not. This is the first I've heard of that.
Has the mayor of Coburg ever spoken to you about what you're doing, and has he expressed any satisfaction or dissatisfaction around the job you're doing?
When I first met him, he was very welcoming and seemed, pleased to have me on board. And I know he was quite pleased with the recruitment of Dr. Ishak into the community of Coburg. But specifically in regards to, this type of attack for task force, I haven't had any conversations to that effect.
Have any other member municipalities of county council spoken to you about what's going on with recruitment, and what are they saying to you?
I think that any conversation I've had, has been everybody wants they of course they're paid to look after or they're elected to look after their communities. And so everybody, wants doctors in their communities. I think we have a and typically have an influx of our doctors coming into the Coburg Port Hope, sort of the 401 corridor area. But we can't forget, our communities of, Trent Hills and Brighton and those that aren't, right sort of in the hub here. So it's very important to me to work with them to find, to make sure that their needs are met as well.
Does Northumberland Hills Hospital do any recruitment?
Yes, the hospital does their own recruitment. So that's done through their medical affairs department. We certainly like to try and support them as best we can. For example, I am attending a University of Toronto recruitment event tomorrow. And I always bring along a list of openings at Northumberland Hills and Campbellford Memorial, just because even though I'm there recruiting for community family physicians, I'm often asked, well, what's happening at your hospital? Is there any openings at your hospital if I wanted to do that as well? So I always make sure I'm armed with the latest job postings, that the hospitals have put out.
Listeners might not understand the subtle differences between what the hospital's recruiting for and what you're recruiting for. Could you elaborate and explain that clearly for us?
Sure. So basically, we are recruiting for family physicians in the community or nurse practitioners as well. We are recruiting nurse practitioners as well, who will roster their patients, and provide care for them on an ongoing basis. The hospitals are typically recruiting for the specialists. So they're recruiting your emergency room doctors, your anesthesiologists, your surgeons, radiologists, hospitalists who care for the patients in the hospital, that sort of thing. More specialized.
What about recruitment efforts by the Port Hope Clinic? Are they doing anything?
I'm not aware at this point of the situation with the Port Hope Clinic. That's sort of a separate umbrella of Northumberland County's healthcare program. But I know there have been discussions on the way forward with that. So
Could you be a little more clear on how that those lines are divided? Are they recruiting, or are you supposed to be recruiting for them, or how does that work?
Certainly at this time we are not recruiting for them, but if the need if and when the need arises, then certainly that would fall under our portfolio as best we can. Like I say, we are our main goal is recruiting family physicians that will roster patients. And not necessarily in a walk-in situation. Having said that, there has been some success within the communities in some of the local pharmacies with the pharmacies actually recruiting doctors to serve their walk-in clinics. And in turn, over time, these doctors will start to roster patients as well. So with the Port Hope walk-in clinic, when the need arises, yeah, we're definitely able to help with that.
What kind of a dynamic does all of this recruiting going on create? If you have pharmacies trying to recruit doctors to their walk-in clinic, you've got the hospital trying to get specialists and their type of people recruited, you've got the clinic doing its kind of thing. How does everybody keep in their lane?
Yeah, it can certainly create, some challenges, but I think, as long as we're all working together and working collaboratively, I think that's the key. Like I say, I'm not expected to recruit doctors for the hospital, but if I'm already in front of 175 graduating physicians and someone asks me about hospital opportunities, I would be silly not to, to share the information with them because putting doctors in our hospitals also helps our community by improving, wait times in the ER and things like that. So, we also work with the Ontario Health Team of Northumberland as well, whose, main goal is the, attachment and access to primary care for all of its residents. So, we work collaboratively with our partners in the community to try and, make sure that all of our residents have a family, a primary care provider, whether it be a family physician or a nurse practitioner.
But why don't we just have one recruiter for the even for the pharmacies? Like, why does there have to be anything that's separate? Why isn't it possible that everybody has just one person to do that? Because I think there was that study that was done by Toronto Metropolitan University not that long ago, and that was one of its major theses, was that we needed one message to go out, one unified effort to be the most effective in recruiting doctors.
That study though was basically initiated towards family physicians. So at that time it was decided that yes, that it should be a unified approach, and yes, that it should be, one recruiter. But really, reality would be that there, it's not just one job. There wouldn't be, one person that could do it all. There's a lot of work involved. There's a lot of moving parts, and I think that's why we end up having to, silo a bit into the situation of which particular doctors that we are looking for. So, but again, as long as we can collaborate together, share leads with each other, a lot of it does come through me, and I can sort of funnel as necessary.
Well, as we were talking about before, there's so many people that don't have doctors, and that number's growing. You can imagine that they really don't care about silos or, who's playing in whose field. What matters to them the most is that we have people that are going to be able to provide them with the care that they need. What assurances can you give those people who are listening that are concerned about this that they don't have to worry?
I think, we're doing everything we can. We're putting everything into it, into this new initiative with Northumberland County. We're supporting the hospitals and the pharmacies with the physicians that they're bringing in, I just think that it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but one of the most important things I would like your listeners to know is if they do not have a primary care provider and they have not registered with the Provincial Healthcare Connect list, we'd really encourage them to get on that list. And they can do so by calling 811 on their phone or going to Health 811 on the internet. But we need to get a better idea of exactly how many, people we're talking about. We're saying approximately 8,000, but until we get everybody registered that needs a doctor, and that's also going to be the best way for them to actually get connected with a doctor is if they're on that list. Because the new doctors that we are bringing in, whether they're coming into family medicine clinics or pharmacies or wherever, they are the Ontario Health Team is working with them through Healthcare Connect to attach the people on the wait list to these new doctors. So we really would encourage people to be, get yourself on that list. A lot of people think that, and it used to be the case, if you had a family doctor out of town, you couldn't go on the list. But that is no longer the case. You can sign up for a family doctor in Northumberland County, even if you currently have a doctor in downtown Toronto or in London or Hamilton or wherever. If you don't have a doctor close to home, then you need to be on that list so that we know exactly what we're looking at and exactly what we're recruiting for.
Tell us about Rural Medicine Week.
Rural Medicine Week is put on by an organization called the Rural Ontario Medicine Program, and they do distributed medical education for students, medical students, and residents throughout the province. We are linked up with typically students from Queen's University, whether they've come from the Lake, typically the Lake Ridge site in Oshawa, which is a family medicine teaching site, and we welcome into our community a couple times a year these medical students in first or second year to come into the community and experience what it's like to practice medicine here and to live here. So they are connected with a local physician who acts as their preceptor for the week, and they follow that physician around, whether it be to appointments in the clinic. If the physician is working at the hospital as well, they'll go with them there and observe. They'll go into, to the hospice for palliative care visits or long-term care homes. So they're getting a real sampling of, rural medicine as opposed to, medicine that's typically practiced in an urban, a larger urban center.
Had any other local efforts been made to be involved with this Rural Medicine Week prior to your involvement this year, or was this the first time in our region?
I do believe that the West Northumberland Physician Group was involved in Rural Medicine Week in the past. And as well, several of our local physicians are very involved in the medical education field. So they are very responsible and take great pride in, welcoming the students as well and connecting them with the other doctors. So it has been happening.
You were hired in September. What was your first priority when you started?
My first priority was to get around and meet all of the doctors in Northumberland County, as many as I could anyway, and get to know them, let them get to know me, find out what their challenges were, find out, sort of what their succession plan looked like. If they're looking towards retirement, how could I help them? What sort of replacement were they looking for? So that was my number one priority for the first couple of months was to get to know the local doctors and to get to know the needs of those doctors.
Over the few months that you've been with us, what are the challenges that you feel are most significant?
Well, we talked briefly, broadly the challenges about competition and, amongst communities across Canada and less people, choosing to go into family medicine. I think locally, the challenge is balancing the needs of our smaller municipalities, as I mentioned. Those that aren't centrally located on the 401 corridor, they may not be as appealing to some physicians. And so we need to find ways to support them by, making sure that physicians that are interested in Northumberland County are aware of all of the opportunities within all of our municipalities, arranging them, these prospective physicians to speak with the physician in some of these other outlying areas, letting them talk about what works for them and why they like living here. So, getting them here to have a look around is the big thing.
You use the generic term outlying areas. Can you be more specific? What areas are you talking about? Which townships, what towns?
I'm thinking in particular Trent Hills, up that way. We find that, when you say Northumberland, so many people think, Cobourg, Port Hope, right, Brighton even, not everybody's aware that we do go as far as Trent Hills and that we do have physicians that we support in Campbellford and in Warkworth and in Hastings.
Going forward, what are your big plans this year? What sort of strategies are you using?
I think what we're doing is working. It's certainly, like I say, it's certainly, an accomplishment to recruit a doctor within the first 6 months of, of being in operation. So I think, we'll continue to do what works well. That's getting out and meeting, prospective physicians, and students at some of the university events or medical school events. We travel to some national and international events to meet with physicians that may be interested in relocating. So really, making people aware of Northumberland County and what we have to offer, our location being, so close to the GTA that, you can go to the ball game for the afternoon and, be back home for Sunday dinner type of thing. So, we'll keep on doing what we're doing. We'll keep on talking to our physicians, getting their input, We'll share the community with as many people as we can, and I'll continue to build relationships and continue to cultivate the relationships, because that is really the big thing, that they have to know there's somebody here that they can count on and they can trust, that will, answer their phone call at, 8 o'clock at night or on a Sunday afternoon if they, all of a sudden decide, hey, I want to stop by, Northumberland County tomorrow. So, it's just really, it's keeping in touch.
You answer to county council. And before you were hired, there was a lot of anxiety around physician recruitment. Where do you feel you stand right now as it pertains to the anxiety level of politicians, not just residents, but the political leaders, as it pertains to physician recruitment?
I think, County Council has clearly heard from our residents and our partners that this shortage of physicians is one of the most pressing issues in our community that we are facing. And so therefore, I think that, physician recruitment is very near and dear to the hearts of our council. But I've had nothing but great support from them, moving this program forward. Getting what we need from the county as we need it. They really are intent on, building on past local efforts, while at the same time creating a stronger unified approach. So, there's certainly, I don't have any concerns from my point of view. I think that, the value of their decision, to unify this approach to create and improve access for all of their residents is, which is everybody's goal.
What is being done to educate people about how to get a primary care provider? I have to admit, I spend a bit of time on social media, and it is very frequent that you see somebody getting on and saying, "How can I find a doctor? Or where can I get a help? Or how can I do all of this?" What is being done on that level? Because you very articulately described what people have to do, and yet there seems to be this huge vacuum out there about what they have to do in order to be successful.
Most recently, I know the Ontario Health Team of Northumberland did put out an information bulletin, again outlining what I just did about, making sure that you get yourself on Healthcare Connect. That was something that we shared in the physicians' offices so that it could be seen by, people coming in the hospital, so it could be seen throughout their social media. We've just recently, as an initiative, branded ourselves and, have a new logo, have a new web page on the Northumberland County site. So we're just going to be starting, a real drive to make sure that people, are aware of what needs to be done. And I think, we just continually have to share that message and, through the advisory committee that we work with as well, having them share with their networks. And because you're right, I mean, every day it's somebody is looking, and we need to be able to direct them all to the same spot.
So if you don't mind, one more time. If someone does not have a doctor locally, what is the best way to get one?
So they need to register on Healthcare Connect, and they can do that on their phone by calling star 811, or they can go to the website and just, or they can go to the internet and just put in health 811, and it'll pull up the form. There's an application form. They'll fill out their personal information. They will get a call from an healthcare connector at Ontario Health, who will call them and go over all of their medical conditions, to determine sort of, what they require in terms of a physician. And then as we recruit more and more physicians, then the people on this list will be, receive a call to say, hey, you're up next. We've got a physician for you.
Paula Mason, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to share our successes and our achievements so far.
That was Paula Mason, Northumberland County Physician Recruitment Specialist. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.